Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello, how you doing, and welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we're discussing five quality companies with resilient cash flows and further earnings upside on the horizon. And to do that, we're joined by Rhett Kessler from Pengana and Stuart Welsh from Alphinity. First up, we have National Treasure Telstra, which has seen its share price rise around 27% over the past 12 months. Rhett, I might start on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy for us. It's one of our largest holdings in the portfolio. We like the fact that the two main assets are the mobile phone network, and let's face it, mobile data is the new oxygen. I have four kids, try and take it away from them. So that's a very good business, and they're obviously good engineers because they got the best network, and they're very good marketers because they managed to get a 15 to 20% premium for the same data that their competitors sell. The other bit we really like is the fact that it's got an inflation-protected arrangement with the NBN where it rents the infrastructure with on a CPI contract. So my view is inflation's coming, and that gives a really nice kicker to earnings if it does turn up.
Also a kicker for earnings is Telstra's just announced two new partnerships with the Aussie government. Stuart, over to you. Is Telstra a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a sell for us. So I think the market has, and the share price has got quite excited and trended up after they did a deal to sell some of their mobile phone towers at pretty lofty prices. And we may hear more about asset sales at their investor day. That's not too far away. But for us, you know, now that the NBN sort of existential threat is kind of behind it, it's back to being a predominantly a mobile phone operator. And although they are the best network in the country with the widest reach and what have you and most spectrum, it's a pretty mature space. And so from our perspective, we see better opportunities elsewhere.
Next up, we have Aristocrat Leisure, which just has made a deal to acquire a UK gambling developer company called Playtech. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
So we think Aristocrat is a buy. So it's a very well-managed business that is executing very well with a strong balance sheet. And if you just look at the actual activity levels in gaming, they're strong and improving, and also in social online as well. And I think that sort of bodes well in terms of casinos making decisions to buy new machines. And in that space, they're taking market share with better content. And I think that's likely to continue as they continue to invest in their product. So they've made a bid for Playtech, and that may or may not come to fruition because there are other bidders in the offering for that. And that could present some upside, but I think irrespective of that, the business looks quite good and is a buy here.
Its share price has performed pretty well over the past 12 months. It's up 47%. Rhett, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
We still think it's a buy. We're really attracted by the fact that its core business is really an oligopoly, a global oligopoly. They have 230 jurisdictions where getting licenses to operate in that environment is extremely rigorous, and there's only a few companies that have that scale and the history to collect that. And then secondly, the digital business is extremely exciting. If they get Playtech, that'll give them another kick along, and we're not sure whether they will or not. It's always been one that's traded on a very, very attractive after-tax cash earnings yield. And so we really like it.
Next up, we have James Hardie, which has also performed well over the past 12 months. Its share price is up 49%. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Can I talk retrospectively? I wish I'd bought this one. We have owned it before. I think it's a hold at the moment. Great business. Valuation is the issue, but the new CEO, well, he's not so new anymore, has done an incredible job on costs and innovation. It's on the edge of hold and buy.
So Rhett's not a shareholder, but for those who are, it recently announced a dividend of 54 cents per share. Stuart, over to you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
I think James Hardie is a buy. It's a very well-run business that's capitalising on a great opportunity at the moment. So it's benefiting from structural growth, but also really strong cyclical momentum and some industry-specific dynamics. So from the structural side, they're taking market share from the incumbent there, Vinyl, with a better product and great execution. And then the cycle is just so strong. So the benefit of low interest rates and high home prices is seeing a real boom in housing activity, and in particular in repair and remodel, which they're most exposed to. And at a time, in terms of those industry dynamics, where some competitors are capacity constrained, they don't have new capacity coming on, and they're benefiting from that as well. So, and yes, as Rhett said, they're doing things in terms of new products to try and expand their addressable market also. So the share price has run up. They recently reported, and there's more earnings upgrades to come, we think. So we still think it's a buy, irrespective of the fact that the market has run.
In our thematic episode that we released earlier this week, we talked about the importance of quality assets in an inflationary environment. Stuart, we've asked you to both bring along one today. What have you brought for us and why?
So the company I've brought is ResMed, and ordinarily you probably wouldn't talk about that in an inflationary environment because it is a high PE, high growth name. And if you are investing in those kind of companies in this environment, you need to be very confident about the earnings outlook. But ResMed is a company where we do feel that way. The industry was impacted by COVID, but we're starting to see that come back. And so actually the patient diagnosis and flow is improving. But the key opportunity here is that their major competitor, Philips, has in a product recall. They're recalling 3 to 4 million devices, which means that they're going to be effectively out of the market for probably 12 months, trying to repair and fix that scenario. And that means that the opportunity is really open to ResMed. And ResMed are very well prepared for it because they were just about to launch a new product, so they've invested in new manufacturing lines and various other things, so they're well prepped to be able to scale up production to meet the opportunity. And then on top of that, the new product that they're actually fulfilling that opportunity with is a superior product, so it's going to save distributors money and actually make them more revenue as well at the same time. And so there's potential for them to hold on to some of that market share when their competitor comes back as well. So for that reason, we like ResMed.
Rhett, can you beat ResMed? What's a large cap stock that has an impressive asset in your view?
So I brought Amcor. And what I like about it is it's one of these boring, manufacturing, industrial type businesses that's, I think, been overlooked. It's a quite, reasonable valuation, in fact, quite cheap. Excellent management team, have global diversification, and really they're the best flexibles packaging business or manufacturer, I think, in the world, and have done a really good job in making themselves the innovation hub, so solving the recycling issues associated with packaging for their FMCG customers. Nice steady grower. If we get inflation again, it's a real beneficiary of that. It's got a really nice balance sheet and good management.
Well, that's all we have time for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. If you did, why not give it a like? And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding new content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.